天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环。工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个不字。今天呢，将是我们诗篇系列学习的最后一期了，很高兴大家一直陪伴着小环在主的话语里共同成长。那么麦克牧师将会带领我们一起来探讨神的审判，那伟大的审判究竟是什么样的呢？这与十字架上的救恩又有什么样的关联呢？好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，一起领受从神而来的话语吧。
Thank you, my friend, for tuning in to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，感谢你再次收听我们的节目。
We are glad you tuned in to this last message from Psalm 139.
很高兴你能和我们一起来学习诗篇139篇的最后一次信息。
And before we read this psalm together, I want you to think of this.
在我们读经之前，我请你思想一件事。
God thinks about you all the time.
神时时刻刻把你挂在心上。
Even when you are not thinking of him.
即便你不想他的时候。
So now, my friends, let's listen to Psalm 139.
好，我们一起来读诗篇139篇。耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。你从远处知道我的意念。我行路，我躺卧，你都细察。你也深知我一切所行的，耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上，这样的知识奇妙是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃躲避你的面？我若升到天上，你在那里。我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住，就是在那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。我若说黑暗必定遮蔽我，我周围的亮光必成为黑夜，黑暗也不能遮蔽我，使你不见，黑夜却如白昼发亮。黑暗和光明在你看都是一样，我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中你已腹庇我。我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络，那时我的形体并不向你隐藏。我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了，你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。我若数点，比海沙更多。我睡醒的时候，仍和你同在。神啊，你必要杀戮恶人，所以你们好流人血的，离开我去吧，因为他们说恶言顶撞你，你的仇敌也妄称你的名。耶和华，恨恶你的，我岂不恨恶他们吗？攻击你的，我岂不憎嫌他们吗？我切切地恨恶他们，以他们为仇敌。神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有， 引导我走永生的道路。
This psalm tells us what happens to a believer when he or she reflects on the awesomeness of God.
这首诗告诉我们，当信徒思想神的伟大特性时，会发生什么事。
They see how it impacts their lives.
我们的生活会产生什么影响。
In this great hymn, David shows us four awesome things about God.
在这首伟大的诗中，大卫向我们描绘了神的四个伟大的特性。
He also tells us how to apply them in our lives.
他也告诉我们这些特性怎样和实际的生活联系起来。
In verses 1 to 6,
在第一到第六节，
David tells us about the awesomeness of God's knowledge.
大卫告诉我们神的全知。
This is also known as God's omniscience.
也就是神的无所不知。
In verses 7 to 12,
在第七到十二节，
David tells us about the awesomeness of God's presence.
大卫告诉我们神无处不在。
God is omnipresent.
神是无所不在的。
Last time, we began to examine verses 13 to 18.
上次我们看了13到18节，
where David described the awesomeness of God's power.
大卫描述了神的全能。
God is omnipotent.
神是无所不能的。
Verse 16 of Psalm 139 is a profound verse.
139篇16节含义极其深刻。
David tells us that only God brings life into being.
大卫告诉我们，唯有神可以创造生命。
And only God can end life.
也只有神才可以结束生命。
Suicide, abortion, or so-called mercy killing is man trying to play God.
自杀、堕胎或所谓的安乐死都是人类企图扮演神的角色。
And it will not work.
这是行不通的。
The psalmist David was awestruck at God's power in forming a baby in the womb.
诗人大卫被神在母腹中创造胎儿的奇妙深深震撼。
So he responds with praise to God.
所以他以赞美来做回应。
He reflects on the goodness of God in forming him.
当他思想神创造他的美意时，
In verse 14, David said,
大卫在十四节中说，
I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏。
Have you reflected on the awesomeness of God's power?
你曾否思想过神的伟大能力呢？
His power in forming you just the way you are?
他创造你的那种能力。
His power in bringing you in your family?
他把你放在你的家庭中的那种能力。
In giving you your friends?
他把朋友带进你生活中的那种能力。
In giving you opportunities?
他给你机会的那种能力。
It doesn't matter what you like or don't like.
无论你喜不喜欢。
In verses 17 and 18,
在十七、十八节里，
David meditates on God's thoughts toward you.
大卫默想神对我们的意念。
He becomes so excited that you see it even in the words.
我们可以从他的字句中感受到他的兴奋之情。
This is not about David's thinking about God.
这并不是因为大卫想到神而感到兴奋。
David was excited about the way God is thinking of David.
大卫是想到神怎样顾念他而倍感兴奋。
My beloved friend, God thinks of you all the time.
我亲爱的朋友，神无时无刻不在顾念你。
He does not get too busy to think of you.
他不会因为忙碌而忘记你。
When you go to sleep at night, he never sleeps.
你夜间睡觉，但他却从不困倦。
He is watching over you all the time.
他时时刻刻都在看顾你。
Finally, in verses 19 to 24, we see the awesomeness of God's judgment.
最后19到24节，我们来看看神的审判。
The judgment of God against the wicked and the unbeliever troubles some people.
神对恶人和不信主的人的审判令许多人感到困惑。
Because we see things from a sentimental point of view, not from God's point of view.
因为我们以人的感情来看问题，而不是从神的角度来看。
And that makes things harder.
这就是问题难上加难。
When we don't see them from God's eyes.
当我们不从神的眼光去看问题时。
And we tend to invert God's order of things.
我们会颠倒神的规则。
We reverse God's plan of creation.
我们会逆反神创造的计划。
God judges wickedness and rewards righteousness.
神要惩罚恶人，奖赏义人。
Sometimes we reverse the process.
有时我们却反转了过程。
The world condones sin and permits wickedness to go unrestrained.
这个世界允许罪恶猖獗。
The sad part is that Christians follow suit and develop a weak view of sin.
令人心痛的是，基督徒也随从世俗，轻看罪的严重性。
Christians become sentimentalists like the world.
基督徒也变得像这个世界一样的虚情假意。
And they cease to be spiritual.
他们不再属灵。
They skew God's plan.
他们搅乱神的计划。
Of course, we live in the New Testament, and the psalmist did not.
是的，我们是活在新约时代，而大卫不是。
Because we live in the light of Calvary, it is very important that we leave the ultimate judgment to God.
既然我们活在加略山的恩光之中，我们更应当把最高的审判权留给神。
We must hate sin because God hates sin.
我们应当恨恶罪。因为神恨恶罪。
But we must love the sinner.
但我们要爱罪人。
We must care, accept, and pray for the sinner.
我们要关心、接纳、为罪人祷告。
We must also rebuke the sinner and encourage him to come to the foot of the cross.
我们也要指出罪人的罪，并鼓励他来到十字架下。
And that is why Jesus taught us to pray for our enemies.
这就是为什么耶稣要我们为敌人祷告。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗?
Because he says, leave the judgment to me.
因为他说,审判在我。
You judge by what you know.
你是根据你所知道的来判断。
But ultimately God is going to judge everyone.
但最终神会审判每一个人。
And God's judgment is awesome.
神的判断令人敬畏。
David had just considered the awesomeness of God's knowledge.
大卫思想了神全备的知识和智慧。
The awesomeness of God's presence.
神的无所不在。
And the awesomeness of God's power.
神的无所不能。
And here he is meditating on the awesomeness of God's judgment.
现在则思想神伟大的审判。
People say God knows everything.
人们都说神知道一切事。
They believe that God has the power to do all things.
他们相信神无所不能。
So they say, why is wickedness continuing in the world?
所以他们问，为什么罪恶仍然横行在这个世界上？
Why doesn't God do something about it?
为什么神不管管呢？
The tragedy is that these people don't know that God already has.
很可悲的。这些人不知道，其实神是在管呢。
That God settled sin's problem at the cross.
神已经在十字架上解决了罪的问题。
That is why the cross is a stumbling block.
这就是为什么说十字架是一个绊脚石。
God himself suffered for us so that we cannot accuse him of doing nothing.
神已经亲自为我们受苦。我们不能再说他做事不管的。
He has shown us the way and paid the price.
他已经为我们指明了道路，并付上了代价。
I read a story about a man named Shamael.
我曾读过一个故事，说有个人叫 Shamael.
who was a leader of the Caucasian people.
他是高加索人的领袖。
They had long resisted the Russian advances into the area between the Black and the Caspian Seas.
他们长期抵抗俄国人进犯黑海和里海之间的地区。
But among his people, Shemael discovered rampant bribery and corruption.
在他的人民中间，小梅尔发现有严重的腐败和贿赂现象。
So he passed a severe law.
于是他通过了一项严厉的法案。
He said those convicted of bribery should be brought to the whipping post.
他说凡是收受贿赂者，通通治以鞭刑。
And they must receive 100 lashes on their bare back.
要受100下鞭打。
The first offender was Shemael's mother.
第一个触犯者竟是他的母亲。
Would he spare her?
他是否该饶了妈妈吗？
Or would he order the 100 lashes on his own mother's bare back?
还是要下令鞭打母亲100下呢？
Love said, release her.
孝心告诉他要释放妈妈。
Justice says, punish her.
但公义告诉他要惩罚。
And the people were appealing for a verdict.
人民要求他做出裁决。
Then came the sentence.
最后判决下来了。
Take her to the whipping post.
他把母亲带到刑柱前。
Five strokes had descended on her bare back.
开始鞭打了五下。
Then Shemael said, stop, release her.
小梅尔就喊着说，住手，放了她吧。
And then he stripped off his own uniform.
然后他脱下自己的军服。
And he said, I shall take the rest of the lashes.
他说，我来承受剩下的鞭打吧。
And his mother watched.
他的母亲眼看着他。
While her son received 95 lashes on his bare back.
为自己挨了95鞭。
Justice was satisfied.
公义得到了满足。
And love bore the brunt of the penalty.
爱承担了刑罚的痛苦。
But friends, the love of God went beyond that.
然而，亲爱的朋友，神的爱远胜过这个。
Jesus did not only pay 95% of the penalty.
耶稣不仅仅承受了95%的刑罚。
He paid 100% of the penalty of our sins.
他是完完全全代替我们受过。
He paid it all.
他付清了我们所有的罪债。
And that is why his judgment is awesome.
这就是为什么他的审判是伟大的。
And that is why on the day of judgment, no one can accuse God of not providing a way out.
因为到那一天，没有人可以指控神说，你没有为我们开一条出路。
No one will be able to accuse God of not caring.
没有人可以说神不慈爱。
No one will be able to say to God, you are not giving me a fair chance.
没有人可以说神啊，你没有给我公平的机会。
God's judgment is based on whether you have chosen the cross as our salvation or not.
神的审判是基于你是否选择接受十字架上成就的救恩。
Have you, my friend, accepted the cross of Jesus Christ?
朋友，你接受了耶稣基督的十字架了吗？
As a payment for your sin and your punishment.
十字架为你付清了罪债。
That is your only way to heaven.
这是你上天堂的唯一路径。
And if you have not, you can do that today.
如果你还没有接受，今天就可以这么做。
Don't put off that decision.
不要迟迟不做决定。
God is calling you today.
神今天就在呼唤你。
Will you accept his gift?
你愿意接受他的礼物吗？
Then in the last two verses, the psalmist concludes where he began.
在最后两节，诗人总结了他的诗篇。
David says, God, conduct a spiritual investigation on me.
大卫说，神啊，求你鉴察我。
Sure, God, I am grieved.
神啊，我真是懊悔啊。
And I'm stricken by the wickedness of sin.
我被罪孽压伤。
Oh, but God, I want to be sure that I am not grieving your heart by my sin.
主啊，但我不想因我的罪让你伤心。
My listening friend, please listen carefully as I conclude.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我的结论。
We cannot judge the sin in somebody else's life.
我们不能论断其他人的罪。
Unless we are willing to judge sin in our own lives and hearts.
除非我们愿意对付我们生命中的罪。
Otherwise, we'll become Pharisaic in our Christianity.
否则我们就会变成基督教里的法利赛人。
Focus on the awesomeness of God's knowledge, presence, and power.
让我们定睛在神全知、全能和全在的特性中。
And you will not fear the awesomeness of God's judgment.
那你就不会害怕神至高的审判。
My friend, I want to tell you something about me.
朋友，我想告诉你一些关于我自己的事。
Every single day, without any fear, I invite God to judge me.
每一天，我都坦然无惧地邀请神来检查我。
I seek Him to judge my life and search my heart.
我要求他来检查我的生命，我的心思。
I ask Him to show me if there is a sin in my life I am not even aware of.
我恳求他提醒我是否有隐而未现的罪。
Why do I do that?
为什么要这样做呢？
Because I know that when I invite God's judgment, He will exercise mercy.
因为我知道当我邀请神来审判时，他就会满有怜悯。
But if I refuse God's searching light and conviction,
但是如果我排斥神的检查和指责,
then I am inviting His justice.
那我就必须面对他公义的要求。
And I cannot stand His justice.
而我在他的公义前是站立不住的。
God knows everything.
神无所不知。
He cannot make a mistake.
在他没有错误。
God is everywhere.
神无所不在。
He will not leave us nor forsake us.
他不会离弃我们。
God can do all things.
神无所不能。
Therefore, I live in the shadow of His power.
因此我住在他大能的庇护之下。
God is fair and just.
神是公义的。
He will deal with me justly and mercifully.
他以公义和公平待我。
As we conclude the series of messages from the Psalm, I want to conclude by leading you in prayer.
在结束诗篇这一系列信息之前，我想带你以祷告来结束。
Our Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you that you paid the penalty of our sin.
谢谢你为我们付上罪的代价。
By sending your Son to die on the cross on our behalf.
你将儿子送上十字架为我们赎罪。
And Lord, we know there is no excuse.
主啊，我知道我再没有借口可以找。
Because you have provided the way of escape.
因为你已经为我预备了一条出路。
I pray for every friend who is listening to me right now.
我为每一位听众朋友来祷告。
That no one who has heard the gospel message will turn away from it.
让所有听见福音的人不再拒绝。
But that each one who had heard this gospel message would turn to you.
让所有听见福音的人都归向你。
Receiving your gift of salvation.
接受你救恩的礼物。
And I pray for each person who's listening to us right now.
求你让每一位听见今天信息的朋友。
That the Holy Spirit begin to speak in the hearts of every individual.
都可以听到圣灵的声音
and that would bring them to conviction,
使他们知罪悔改
so that they may live in peace and joy here and now and in heaven for eternity.
从今以后活在永生的平安喜乐之中
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
感谢大家收听今天的节目。原来神的审判是每时每刻的，只要我们愿意敞开心，求神来鉴察我们的心思意念，他必定用丰盛的慈爱和怜悯来充满我们。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，那我们下期节目再会咯。
耶和华而来，我要向高山举目。